Good morning from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Yakee. Thanks for checking in. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. We begin with Hurricane Ike. It is still a few days away from possible landfall in the U.S., but people are already getting ready. The storm is expected to gain steam as it moves across the Gulf of Mexico. Now in Texas, they're taking no chances. They're telling people with special medical needs to leave now. Texas officials have lined up nearly 1,000 buses in case they need it. At least 3 people have been killed and 22 injured in a strong earthquake in southern Iran this morning. The U.S. Geological Survey put the magnitude at 6.1. The quake could be felt across the Persian Gulf all the way in Dubai. CNN staffers in Dubai report about 200 people ran out into the streets when they felt their high-rise buildings shake. South Korean intelligence sources say North Korea's leader is recovering after suffering a minor stroke 3 weeks ago. Kim Jong-il did not attend the country's 60th anniversary celebrations on Tuesday, and that sparked speculation about his health. Let's turn now to the latest CNN poll of polls. It shows Senator John McCain is ahead for the second day in a row. McCain is at 47% in the latest poll of polls, compared to 46% for Senator Barack Obama. 7% still say they don't know who they're going to vote for. The race will likely be decided in a handful of battleground states. The search for a jury in O.J. Simpson's kidnapping and robbery trial will continue on for a third day. Yesterday, one potential juror told the court that Simpson, quote, got away with murder. Well, guess what? She didn't make the cut. The judge has said that she won't allow Simpson's 1995 acquittal on murder charges to become an issue in this case. Gas prices are up today. AAA reports the price for a gallon of regular unleaded is increasing to $3.66 a gallon. The last reported increase was on August 31st. Now, the cheapest gas can be found in New Jersey. Prices there average about $3.42. And that is your update right now. CNN.com is always your source for the latest news. We're going to have your updates right here throughout the day.